FYLP is sponsored by CapturedPrey.com. Visit CapturedPrey.com today for all your import and third-party Transformers needs, and save even more through the Captured Prey Loyalty Program. You can also save on shipping on domestic orders of $150 or more. See website for details. CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service.
In a cold, faraway world, a battle is raging between evil and good. From the stones.
Perceptia here. Welcome to Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. Now, where did I put that chorus stop?
Ratchet, will you take the chorus stop?
Transformers! Defenders of Truth!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to TFYLP, Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, episode number, I don't know. I know I have it wrong up there at the top of the screen. I'll try to fix that here momentarily. It's got the last broadcast episode up there. I didn't fix that. Tonight we're going to be pre-recording an episode because some work issues that I've got going on. I'm going to be working some overtime and missing some Saturdays. So I'm going to have some episodes in the can, and hopefully you guys will enjoy the ones that we've got pre-recorded. And this is one such episode. With me tonight is Christian Russell.
Hello.
Jack Brunner.
Hi.
And Robert Simmons.
Yo.
Tonight we're going to be talking about something that actually we haven't had a specific episode on. I got to looking back in the archives. The last time we had a favorites centered episode was way back on TFYLP episode number 83, where we talked about our favorite episodes, and we had like an entirely different cast then. And it's kind of interesting to for myself to go back and listen to that episode and then compare it to this one and see how my tastes have changed in the 4 years or so since that episode aired. And it'll be interesting to see what you guys, your top picks are. We're just going to be covering the top five official toys. Going to try to not do third party in this particular episode.
Yeah, you should have said that before.
Well, if you don't have official figures that you don't like.
Well, I mean, I went and got mine off the shelf, and there's a mix.
Well, that's fine. But generally, it's going to be official toys. I know all mine here are official, although I do have some unofficial ones that would probably supersede some of these. My particular likes aren't in any particular order, because it's very difficult for me to sit here and say, oh, this is my absolute number one favorite toy. There's so many toys that I just love that are my favorites. So whenever I present my top five, it's not in any particular order.
You know, I'm glad you said that, Duran, because you know I was kind of going to say the same thing. There's a lot of toys that I love for a lot of reasons, you know, and there's a lot of nuance in it, you know, and you got to take into consideration when they were made. You know, like you can't judge a G1 toy by modern day standards, for example. You know, like everything comes up today. Objectively beats the crap out of anything that came out 30 years ago. But that doesn't mean we still don't love those toys. So
absolutely.
Yeah. I definitely don't believe in a favorite toy or even like top X. I got out some toys that I really like, and I was like, yeah, I'll get about five of them and we'll go from there.
Yeah. I think that's the best way to do it, tonight. Simply for the reason that it's so hard. Just so hard to hammer it down. And I mean, I'm sure if I had several weeks to sit and narrow it down and scrutinize each and every little aspect, you know, it's like, well, this is an original toy. This is an updated toy. You know, this came out then, this came out then, this is funner than this toy. You know, it would take forever just to eliminate it down and say, this is definitively my favorite toy. I do have some favorite characters and everything. It kind of coincides, but not exclusively. Before we go on, do you guys have any recent pickups that you kind of want to gush about or anything? In an ouch my wallet? Okay, Robert has one. Uno momento, por favor.
I wonder if it's the same one I have.
Maybe. And he has quickly grabbed it. His toy.
Yeah, I just got in New Evolution Megatron from Wei Zhang. New Evolution.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. This, you know, Wei Zhang, mainly known for starting off doing knockoffs, so, you know, I stayed away from the company, but this is an all-new mold. It obviously borrowed some ideas for, like, the interchangeable chest plate in the face of the Masterpiece Megatron toy, but, you know, crotch kind of looks like a polyon a bit, but it's completely unique engineering, you know, to the point as far as, you know, how some Transformers copy things, but, you know, it cleans up really nice on the back, too. Not that I display my figures from the back, but a lot of the Megatrons out there have been pretty messy. Yeah, and I'll
clean up nice. Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to do a full review of this guy on my Berman's Videos channel, hopefully in a week or two. I've had to take a break for a week or two while I was recovering from something, but I'm feeling better now, so just got to find some time now to review this guy. So I got him, and I also just got in this yesterday.
Oh, you got the Wei Zhang Omega?
No. I just got Doc.
Oh, how did you manage that?
I've been following the Wei Zhang Ultimate Guard thread, and anytime anybody posts in there about, you know, I'm getting rid of my Doc, or is anybody interested in a Doc, I've contacted them and finally was able to find somebody to sell me one at the price I wanted.
Nice.
So I got him in, and I'll be reviewing him, too. It'll be a quick review. But he's cool. He's fun. He's cool to have.
He's at least a little poseable.
Oh, yeah. He's got joints all over the place. Hmm. He's missing some swivels, though. That's the real big problem. But, yeah, he's cool.
He's kind of like a stick fuzz, what he looked like to me. You remember those?
Yeah. Oh, vaguely. But this guy and stick definitely go together.
Yeah. What about you, Jack?
Well, for the past, like, month or two, I've been actually on a movie kick. I was actually poking through Craigslist just for shits and giggles, and sorry for the Twitter, but... So I found this lot that this one guy was selling. It was, like, 20 figures for $30, and one of them just happened to catch my eye really, like, the most, and it was Revenge of the Fallen Leader Optimus Prime in pristine condition.
In a lot
with 20 other figures.
Wow. That's like one of the best movie figures ever made.
Yeah, I mean, everything's here. The only problem I have with him is his little wheel well on his back doesn't really like to peg in because the hole that it has, I think, was drilled a little too small. But yeah, that's pretty much the only problem I have with him. Otherwise, everything is here. Got every piece that usually tends to pop off, like his feet or like the little chest things, and his electronics still work. I think I got it.
Nice. So, yeah,
I was like, that's a great pickup.
Yes, and it is.
I think the rest of the figures, there was a Revenge of the Fallen, Voyager Class of the Fallen, Voyager Megatron, Deluxe Swindle from the first movie, a Ravage, Scorponok, Revenge of the Fallen, Demolishor, first movie Voyager Megatron, I'm pretty sure it was the first movie Desert Brawl.
Was this on eBay or on the boards or
on Craigslist?
Craigslist. Wow. He just wanted to get rid of it.
Yeah.
And I mean, $30. I'm like, yes. I mean, for this alone, that's in this condition, I think that's pretty much like 40 or 50 loose. So I'm like, yeah, I'll take it. So, yeah, that was pretty much that. And obviously, with the Studio Series finally popping up, I've managed to get a few. This is pretty much my favorite of the line so far from what I have.
I've seen that one in store, but I haven't picked it up yet.
He is so fun. I mean, obviously, he's just the Dark of the Moon Deluxe, but bloated up.
Avoid Bumblebee at all costs.
There is a second run, like I said last on the last pre-record, and I'm just waiting to find that. I haven't found it yet, so I'm going to just wait and see. But yeah, Starscream, I feel, is the hidden gem so far. This is the one I got second to most recent, Optimus. Actually not bad. They actually did do a second run of this guy. There wasn't really much for QC, but it was more, I think, just for the hell of it, because there's a lot more metallic red paint on him than what there was on the first. And his swords are actually a little more translucent than the original was, which I actually like this a lot more. Obviously, with the paint, it made it a lot better.
Did they change out the face, too? I thought there was a mask versus mouth variant.
I have not heard about that yet. I don't think there was. Then, just the other day, I managed to get back Stinger, because I actually did have him before, but I had to send him back, like, 3 hours later, because he was just loose and had a piece broken. And I was like, okay, might as well take him back. So I managed to get him in the other day, and this guy's so fun. I'm like, this is the Age of Extinction Stinger I've been waiting for 4 years. So that's pretty much the main stuff I got.
Sweet. What about you, Christian?
Kind of movie.
The only thing I've gotten recently, well, I got two things. I got one today, one yesterday. I went and picked up the Ross Hot Rod today, right before the show.
The Ross Hot Rod. The Walmart one. Yeah.
Yeah. The Walmart deluxe guy.
That never showed up at actual Walmarts?
No, he never showed up. I bought the Japanese one for like $40 and returned it because I didn't want to pay that price for it. But I paid $9 for this one, and I'm much more comfortable with that.
Nice.
And then yesterday, I went and grabbed my Ollie's Triptychon.
Oh, yeah. Those are popping up for $50 and everything. And I don't know about you guys, but Facebook the last day or two has been rife with people posting like a backseat full of Triptychons thinking they're going to make bank on these things. It's like, I'm sorry, guys. Everybody's doing it. You'd be lucky if you make $5 on each, you know, really, seriously.
Yeah, I bought a couple extras last year when they did Fort Max. I was going to customize them, and I unloaded them much, much later. And they were so expensive to ship, it just killed anything I was going to make on them.
Well, I think a lot of people plans on taking cons and stuff. And
good luck.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Dealer booths aren't cheap.
No.
Yep. I got this one in hopes that someone will make a Gigastorm kit. If not, I may venture into trying to do it myself.
The only reason I would want one is just to have one to keep sealed for posterity's sake. I've got one loose. I've had one since like it got released. Mm-hmm. So you know, I'm not exactly chomping at the bit to get one, but
I'm really hoping for one because it's to go with my Chug collection, and I just need Metroplex and Triptychon, and that's pretty much about to level off the whole Chug.
Yeah, I've got LG Metroplex sitting into my pile at Captured Prey.
I actually found a Metro.
In your what, a Captured Prey?
Oh, I'm sorry. In my captive stock, whatever it is.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it's called the Stasis Pod.
The Stasis Pod. I don't use it. I mean, I just order it and he puts it aside. But something else.
I'm with you, Christian.
I suck.
Stasis Pod,
I suck at names, okay? Okay, Chip?
Okay, Don.
But no, seriously though, I do have Racket, the Zeta Toys Racket, which is Swindle. It's on the way, hasn't got here yet. So hopefully it'll get here by Saturday, knock on wood. Looking forward to that. Still waiting on Uproar, you know, which is the Brawl. And then Zeta just this morning actually posted pictures of their Onslaught, which looks flipping amazing too. So that Bruticus is very, very near being complete. They're shooting for a late June, early July, I believe, release of that. So, yeah, giant Bruticus inbound, people.
Yay!
Absolutely. All right, let's move on to our top five favorites. And since he's got some that aren't official. I guess we'll start with Rob first.
My official ones aren't at the beginning here, or my unofficial ones are. What I'm going to start with is totally cheating, because it's going to be a twofer because there's not a lot to say. But from G1, Bumblebee and Brownie. Bumblebee because...
That's eclectic.
Yeah, but I mean, who didn't play with Bumblebee as a kid? You know, who did not have... Oh, shut up. That's because that you had to actually be a kid at the time. I mean, look, I just transformed it in like 2 seconds. You know, it's...
And Jack
it's
wasn't all about even a glimmer in his parents' about. Eye at the time.
Yeah, I mean, it takes 2 seconds to transform. He's cute. Bumblebee was the kid appeal character. You know, well, I guess he is again, you know. But, you know, just... When I think Transformers, I think G1 Bumblebee, the little Penny Racer, comes to mind. And then as well as just G1 Transformers that I absolutely love is definitely Browning. You know, there's that knockoff that I highly recommend just because this guy is obviously very cost prohibitive. I actually don't transform this guy because I'm too worried about breaking these blue leg panels. I did it on a Diaclone version I had at one time. Mm. But he's just a tough looking little robot. He's shiny and metal. His proportions are good. He's easy to flip back and forth. And he transforms into a little handgun, shoots pellets, which is fun.
Just don't go waving him around out on your front porch.
No. Do not take him into a theater and start shouting. So,
yeah. Not a hot bar.
Yeah, that's starting off my list there.
All right, what's next? I guess we'll just go to each person and since there's no particular order, I guess Christian, we'll go to you next.
All right, this is gonna be my so-called number one because I think it's basically the perfect Transformer toy. Prime First Edition Optimus.
I never got that toy.
Well, I have every version of the mold ever made because I love it so much. And I like him because he's got a fun transformation scheme. He looks like the animation model. The colors are good. The accessories were good. He came out in a limited release, which was bad. But if you're able to get him, I highly recommend him. Or the Dark Guard one, or the clear one, or the Takara one.
And the first edition one, he has he doesn't have fake chest boobs, right? Do they actually become
chest
his boobs. Windows in...
No, they have the full chest.
No,
okay, that's the fake one. Is it the later release then that doesn't have the fake...
R.A.D. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure, like, the Studio Series Optimus, I'm pretty sure shared a lot of, with the arms, how they fold up, I'm pretty sure they share that with the first edition. I'm pretty sure that's where they got that pretty much transformation scheme. So,
but yeah. That was a good line overall.
Yeah, there were some good toys in Prime. I have to admit that. So
this one's actually the second edition with the missing paint on the brown parts of the windows. And if you can see, he's got a misapplied Autobot symbol here.
Oh, it looks like he's missing the two little lines.
Yeah.
Well, it's overlapped. It's like they put a stencil on and then moved the stencil and then painted again.
Oh, that sounds a lot like the masterpiece Thundercracker that I had.
If you want to look closer, I have the Dr. Wu head on it. I've done some silver paintwork on it, on the wheels too, just to kind of make him better. Plus, you know, Skybreaker sword. I don't know. A common theme that you'll see with all the ones that I'm going to show is that I've put extra work into the ones that I like a lot.
But is he better than this Prime?
Yes.
Far. Far better.
Held up the Cyber Battalion. No, he is not on my list.
It's a favorites list, not least favorites list.
I saw the Cyber Battalion the other day at Family Dollar.
The only reason I picked this up is just to have a desk bot to mess with. I mean, if he breaks, whatever, you know. But yeah, Jack, what about your first one?
Well, I might as well get it out of the way because I didn't want to grab it out and knock everything over. So I have to say Combiner Wars Devastator. Yeah, that should pretty much say it.
Good choice.
I always wanted a good Devastator, and I did get... It was like... I'm not sure if it was Universe or Classic. It was like the rerun of the Energon Constructicon Maximus, mm-hmm. but it was the more devastated colors, and I had that for the longest time, and all of a sudden I lost like every piece to it, and I think the only piece I have now is just the torso. So I was like, I'm hoping to get a good Devastator. Obviously, G1 is going to be a pain in the butt because of all the pieces just to find. So luckily, when they announced the Combiner Wars, I'm like, I'm going to get that. Then I kind of saw a couple of the reviews that looked okay. Then the Perfect Effect upgrades were announced. I'm like, yeah, that's going to make it a lot better. So I got the ones, like the elbows and the guns. Then I got the other one for the Combiner itself, and it also comes with the Prowl head, which is
I've got the Prowl Estator head, but I never used it. It's still in the box. I'm like, that's so dumb.
But that actually looks pretty badass. But yeah, that was pretty much my first pick. I just, like I said, I didn't want to get them out and make everybody else fall over.
Did you ever think about getting the Unite Warriors version?
I have not. Wasn't really thinking about it.
I don't know how Unite Warriors compares with the upgrade kit you mentioned, but you know the Unite Warriors version gives them all guns, gives them a lot of elbows and you know, things of that nature.
Yeah, I mean the Perfect Effect I know just gives every team member just like a regular gun, and whoever needs elbows, they pretty much make the new elbows. I'm like, okay, I'll pick it. So that was pretty much my first pick.
Sweet. All right. Well, I'm going to cheat a little bit. I don't have, well, I do have have one handy, but I'm going to just show pictures of mine to the viewers. My first one is a no-brainer, and the viewers that are watching right now are seeing Generation 1 Weird Wolf. That is like one of my, imagine that. Imagine.
I can't even
believe it. It's been one of my favorites since way back when. You know, there's so many G1 toys that can fall into my favorites category. But whenever I think back, Weird Wolf is the one that always stood out to me as a kid. Whenever I got back online years and years ago, and I was trying to think of a screen name to use. And I thought back, well, what was my favorite G1 Transformer to play with? And the first one that came to my mind was Weird Wolf. He's not, you know, like Rob said at the top of the show, you know, most G1s won't fall into any category as, you know, a superior toy, especially when you compare them to modern toys. You know, from a G1 standpoint, he was quick to transform and just all around fun to play with. You know, he was super simple, had those weird, wacky colors. I mean, a yellow and turquoise wolf, you know, it's like whoever thought up those colors was like either high or a genius. I can't figure out. Maybe a little both. Yeah. But I just love G1 Weird Wolf. It was always a fun toy for me to play with, and I had identified with the character's bio on the tech spec. You know, he was like super smart, but the way he spoke, nobody could understand him because he kind of spoke to himself in a sing song backward way. But yet he was very good at what he did, and his headmaster partner was an ex hyper wrestler, so. You know, I'm like, I can dig this guy because I love wrestling. You know, a lot of people don't get along or, you know, don't get me because I know what I'm talking about, but I don't convey what I'm trying to say in a very, very good manner sometimes. And sometimes people just look at me like you're just weird. You know, your guys are like, no.
Weird, yeah. Like a wolf.
Yes.
Yeah, don't be surprised.
And sometimes I'm hungry like one, too.
Don't be surprised if his favorite figures number 2 and 3 is going to be Fans Project Quadruple U and Titan Return.
No, there's no unofficial toys on my list right now. Well, in this particular one. So I guess that brings us back around to Rob.
You know, since you just said Werewolf and Helljack just said Fans Project Quadruple U, I had
Code
that Fans Project Not Chrome Dome on my list, you know, which is, you know, in that same line as the Quadruple U. And so why did I pick this? I really love the transformation on this guy. Purely what it is. Like, I think the aesthetics leave something to define. But when I picked this guy up, it was hard to put down for a long time. He's so unique where, you know, you spin him around and you got to, like, slide that piece out.
That was a that was just flipping amazing.
Exactly.
The hood the slide.
The engineering on this guy is unique. You know, you don't transform anything about this guy that's routine. And, you know, and honestly, I think it goes for the first several releases in this line, including they're not Weird Wolf figure. You know, that's, I really like that one too. I didn't know which one to pick, and I went with this one because it was first, is honestly the truth. Yeah, just if you like a fun toy that doesn't transform the same way every other toy does, I think this guy and the first several in this line really nail that.
I really wish they had continued that line, though. They only did
I think really dropped off. Yeah,
Chrome Dome, they did Weird Wolf, and I think they did Highbrow.
I think it was Mind Wipe.
And Mind Wipe, yeah.
They did Highbrow, Skullcruncher, Brainstorm, and...
Oh, that's right. They did... Okay, Brainstorm and Smart Robin. Yeah, but they didn't do Hardhead, did they?
No, they did not do a Hardhead.
That's a shame. Oh, that's a shame.
Yep.
What about you, Christian?
Well, since we're saying combiners count, I had an alternate just in case combiners didn't count. My next favorite is Combiner Wars Computron.
Oh.
Still got to get him.
Go get him now. He's so fun.
I only have Scourge.
Scrounge,
sorry. Jesus. This guy? Yeah.
You don't even know. Why do you even do it on the show?
He only has one weapon.
And you make fun of me messing up the Captured Prey stasis pod. You don't even know a character's name. Shame.
I did. I do know his name. I just didn't word it properly with my face.
Kind of like what I was talking about. Suspicious. You weirdo.
All right, so I definitely like this one more than Unite Warriors. And I think it's because I prefer kind of updated characters rather than slavish representations of what is old. That may change when I had to rebuy Unite Warriors Computron because of the new kit that's coming out from Transform Dreamwave. But this one's still really awesome. He's got upgrade kits, which, again, is a theme. He's got Reaper labels. The colors really work for me. They're kind of garish, but I've always related to Computron because he was the smart combiner. Yeah, he wasn't the strongest. He wasn't the fastest, but he was the smart one, and I like that.
I always liked him for those reasons too, but I actually prefer, even though I have not picked up the Unite Warriors one for my own, I mean, I've got it in my stasis pod, but I have not picked it up yet. Although I have messed with other people's Unite Warriors version of it. I've got the Combiner Wars version, and I have to say that's one of the few times that I actually prefer the Combiner Wars version over the Unite Warriors. You know, I like the Brawl mold for Nose Cone over the Rook mold. It works better for me. I think the Dead End version of the mold for Lightspeed works better than the Wheeljack mold. It all around works better for me. I think the only thing that really Unite Warriors nailed was, I think, like a better scatter shot. I think their scatter shot.
Yeah, it was like the chest in combined mode that they pretty much nailed.
Yeah.
But if you put an upgrade part on it, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's what I did. I got the Perfect Effect upgrade sets and called it a day.
For a time, I had both and I mixed the sets. So I liked Unite Warriors Lightspeed, Unite Warriors Strafe a bit better. But mixing them, it's just not the same. The colors that they used aren't in the same family. They really don't mix.
Mm-hmm.
At least I don't think so.
Which is weird because it's the same character.
Right. You think it would be, you know, similar, but it's just not. I think it comes down to like the base colors, which is that kind of techno body maroon color plus the white color they use. Between the two sets, it's not the same. Yeah.
It's all the earth tones. I think that really work really well. I really like that their color layout.
Yep, and Unite Warriors is more contrasting. It's a brighter white, brighter red. Yeah. So Combiner Wars kind of Tron. Plus, we finally got a toy Scrounge.
Yeah, how awesome is that?
Yeah.
It's very awesome.
All right, Jack?
Well, he was in the recent pickup, so I'm going to bring him out again. Friend of the Fallen Prime. Pretty much like Devastator, where I was waiting for a good representation of him. And I do have the first movie, Leader Optimus, and I didn't feel that didn't really catch pretty much the image of movie Prime. So I waited, obviously, like the year and a half. Then they announced the Revenge of the Fallen Leader. I'm like, yes. I think I had the chance to get him, and I don't know why, but I just passed. So obviously now waiting for, I think, 6-7 years. I got the movie Ultimate Edition, Asia Premium Series, Optimus, and that thing pretty much nailed it for me as the best movie Optimus ever, along with this guy. I'm like, this pretty much captures what I feel is a good movie Optimus figure. So I was like, that was worth the wait. That was worth the 7-year wait. Pretty much the same as my Fans Project Diaclone trailer. So yeah, that was pretty much mine. Random Fallen.
Like, I don't care for the movies. I mean, I still bought a lot of the toys because I like toys, and that is still a very cool toy. I don't have anything from the movie in my collection just because on my list today, but that is definitely one of my favorite movie toys.
Yeah, it really nailed it. Ironically, I watched about an hour and a half of the last night this morning, whenever I got up, and I couldn't finish it. It is so horrible. I'm sitting here and I'm sitting there and I was watching it, and I messaged Orson and a couple people. And I'm like, I'm watching The Last Knight right now, and to me it feels like a bunch of random movie clips that somebody spliced together into one long movie that makes absolutely no sense.
Fun fact, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, if you just watch the movie, it's like it goes from plot to, or point to point to point to point, and doesn't have anything like that sinews it together, you know, like ties it together.
Explosions sinew it together.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much.
That's what happened. They had that cool writer's room thing, and then they had like 20 scripts that they could have made, and De Bonaventura and Bay decided that they would take the three that they liked and put them into one movie. That's not how that works.
Luckily for us, they're going to reboot the whole thing.
I mean, it was just it was just an utter train wreck. And, yeah, I mean, there were moments.
If you went into that movie expecting anything else, no. I mean, have you not learned anything?
Obviously, no matter what movie comes out, I always have my expectations low.
I mean,
if it's like the greatest movie ever.
It had its moments, you know. I mean, there were like little scenes that's like made me chuckle. You know, like whenever
the baby Dinobots.
I hated that with a passion. I'm like, why? Why do these exist? There was no explanation. They just appeared. And Isabella Moner's character, she was like, oh, these are cute. And that was about it.
Grimlock must have got horny after China.
Yeah, it's like...
See, it means nothing but horns.
Anyway, you know, I so did like... Toy? I did like the scene where they fix Bumblebee's voice box, and then he stands up and he's got Siri's voice. It was just like, what? That made me chuckle. But moving on to my next favorite, and again, those who know me would not be surprised by this one, would be Generation 1 Victory Deathsaurus. I know it's not up there on a lot of people's favorite toys list, but this toy works for me on a lot of levels. I owned it well over a decade ago, and I sold it in my first big collection purge back in 2006, and that was like one of my biggest collection regrets, which, you know, fortunately, thanks to my girlfriend in 2016 at the last BotCon, that regret was fixed, and I now have a complete G1 Death Source. I love the toy. The colors on it are just gorgeous. You know, the golds, the yellows, oranges, the blues, grays. It's just an awesome looking figure. Good size, and then that weird looking. Let me see if I can find the other screen. Oh yeah, there we go. That chicken looking kaiju alt mode of his, just so impressive. Love it. It's just a gorgeous, gorgeous toy all around to me. Plus it's got the double Breastmaster gimmick, which is kind of cool. I mean, you know, who doesn't like two boxes that turn into beasts that just randomly plug onto his chest? It's like they really don't serve a function other than, hey, I'll look better in robot mode. but they look pretty cool. Death Source is definitely up there with one of my favorites.
Yeah, I really like him, and he's actually on my shelf with my Browning, but along with, like, I don't know if some people are going to have these in their Slater, but, like, you know, like Leo Kaiser, you know, and Black Zarok and Metal Hawk and a lot of those toys, just all really, really cool toys, really great toys, and Overlord, but, you know, only got so much room for a top five. I want to get some variety.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I had to continue with my top lists, very near Death Source here would be Road Caesar, which I also have. And I know Headmaster Don, if he were on here right now, he would be poo-pooing on both of my choices because he thinks they're kind of awful toys, but especially Road Caesar.
They're fun.
Especially Road Caesar.
Way the Brain Master gimmick works on Road Caesar is love awesome.
It is. It is.
Don doesn't Star Saber awful too. Toys. His favorite toy is Supreme Cheetor.
Exactly. Why?
You can, everyone listening
to not, that it is that's not his fact. Favorite
that's
toy.
That's his favorite toy.
But yeah, the one that I picked up at when did I pick it up? I think there's the last TFCon that was in Chicago. I picked up my Road Caesar there. And he was in very good condition, but the Breastmaster gimmick on it didn't work all that well because it had seized up a little bit. But I picked up some the RC car grease that you can get. It's like a silicone grease.
Yeah, like I figured a silicone spray would work for that.
Yeah, but I got the silicone grease. It is not harmful to plastics because it's meant for like RC cars and things of that nature. And I got a few Q-tips, and I just went to town, you know, rubbing it into the joints and
working, rubbing it in.
Yeah, I was rubbing it liberally into the joints, and as I did that, I'd slowly work the Brainmaster gimmick. Now, oh man, it's like butter. They're like new, and it's just a good little toy. It's odd looking, and I just love him. But he did not make my top five lifts, but. Seeing as how I have two victory toys, well, technically four, might as well go ahead and get a Overlord or and a couple others. So why not? I guess Robert, back to you again.
Yeah. Here's one. I bet Christian could have predicted this to be on my list because we've talked about it before, if he remembers. But
he's like,
oh.
BattleTech Mirage.
Guess what's on my list?
I thought it might be. I thought it might be. This is the Alternator / BattleTech, and this is, again, BattleTech Hot Rod. But this mold, I have this and Mirage and the E-Hobby Rigi, aka Clear Rigi, Mirage.
Yeah, Rigi, yeah.
I love this mold. Its transformation is not perfect, but it's slick as hell in car mode.
And robot
once
mode.
You get it in robot mode, it looks awesome, you know. And then I still am a big fan of the Alternators line. That's why I was one of the first videos I did on the Brumman's videos channel. But, you know, just the detailed interior, the doors open, you can pop the hood out, or the trunk, you know, and you got the engine details in there. I mean, it's just cool as hell. You know, it's one of those, it's a moment in time of what Alternators represents. I had to have something from it, and so I got my favorite toy from that line. And yeah, it's this guy. Anybody that doesn't have some version of this mold, even if you don't have any of the rest of the line, I'd recommend picking it up and just having it there.
Fun fact, Alternators Mirage is the only Alternator I still have.
There you go.
Because it's just that awesome. Just that awesome. All right, Christian.
Well, since Rob kind of took this one.
Yeah. I wanted to make sure. I was like, shit. I was like, when I realized I didn't get it, I need to do it now before Christian does.
Yeah, no, that's a good call. So I've got the original Alternators Mirage here, but I also have the Alternators Hot Rod or Rodimus, the San Diego one, and then I have the clear one as well. I tried to get out the clear one, but he's really packed up for my move, so oh well.
I noticed you've got the Repro label set on that one, too.
I do. I didn't originally want to put any Reaper labels on any of my Alternators because I wanted to keep them pristine. But I saw this one, I was like, you know, it really does enhance the look. And I like it a lot. So I got the one for Jazz, too, and Wheeljack is next.
Yeah. I like the one for Jazz. It really, really made that mold pop to me. But if I had to pick a second Alternator, it would be the Meister / Jazz mold. That one was really, really good, too. Yeah,
probably Shockwave out of that one instead, maybe.
Mm.
Both of them are so pretty.
They are pretty, but Shockwave was just a weird choice for me, I guess.
I still got the whole run. It was it should have been the first line I ever completed. It ended up missing it by a couple months, but I really tried to complete the whole line on that one hard, and I did. I love them. I'll never get rid of them.
I had everything except the yellow version of tracks. Like I even had Zoom Zoom.
I haven't completed Vinyl Tech. Fine.
Sorry, I had all the Vinyl Tech except the yellow tracks, and then anything that didn't have a Vinyl Tech version, I had the Alternators version of it. That's what I was having as complete. But I eventually pared down some to less repaints.
If you switch that for me, I have all of Alternators plus yellow tracks and RC and Zoom Zoom.
Okay,
and
so
clear
you feel,
Mirage. So
you
it's the opposite
with,
side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
See, I had back before my first huge purge, I had all the Alternators, the U.S. released Alternators, both loose and sealed. I had them all, including the exclusives. And then the ones that were Japanese releases or in Vinyl Tech that we didn't see in the U.S., like the yellow tracks, I had those color variations.
So you did
too.
What Christian did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, I did not continue with the Vinyl Tech Asterisk. The only one that I had of those was the silver skids, the blaster. I guess. I didn't get any Kiss Plays at all.
I still want Kiss Plays Rodimus.
Yeah,
not for the Kiss playing bit, but because
admit it.
If Rob will hold him up again, that toy is awesome.
Admit it. Yeah. You wanted
tastes like
you wanted you the the scantily clad anime.
You yeah. caught me.
It should note, when I say Vinyl Tech, I mean Kiss Players and Asterix as well. Like I just looked at it as one continuing line because who the hell cared about the fiction? It didn't. It was better when it didn't have fiction. When they started giving fiction to those toys, it went south quick.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, especially whenever they started having Kiss Me for a power up.
Although we did get Auto Troopers out of that, so
that's permanent fandom now. That's bled out into other things.
Mm-hmm.
Auto Troopers.
Yeah. Speaking of Auto Troopers and Kiss Play, Jack.
No, don't remind me. No. Leave that in 2007. next one, Mr. MP10.
Nice choice.
When I was, I want to say 5 or 6, I got the original MP04. It was like the 20th anniversary of the Transformers line, so they released the first one. It wasn't the DVD edition. It was...
Did you say when you were 5 or 6?
Yeah.
That's so about 5 years ago then.
Oh my god, I am so old. I was like out of college when that crap was coming out.
Yeah, I was like
an adult. I was adult, out of school, and with a working job.
Yeah, Jack gets to make me feel old He's the only one on the show who does.
Yeah, maybe Sergio. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got MP01 when I was, and it was like 2004. Then when I moved down to Arizona, I'm not sure if I lost it somewhere down there or if I had somebody stole it from me, but I ended up obviously losing it. So I was really hoping to find a good MP Optimus again. Then once 2010 came around, that's when they announced MP10 for the next masterpiece after Rodimus. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to hold out for Hasbro version. And they did, and still missed it. Because the day I went to go pick up MP Optimus, it was, I think they just had the first run come into Toys R Us. And I think at that time they were going for like 60 or 70. They pretty much got the Ollie's treatment. So I'm like, I'm really going to get this rhyme. So the day I went into Toys R Us, I'm like, I asked the one girl, I'm like, where's the MP10 Optimus? It's like, oh yeah, they're going to be in here tomorrow. I'm like,
I'm not.
Yeah. Because the day I went into Toys R Us, we were actually headed back to Wisconsin because I was in Minnesota for the weekend. I'm like, yeah, I get to miss out on MP10. So I had to settle with MP Thundercracker. So I finally got this guy at TFCon in Chicago, the first year it came to Chicago. Might have overpaid for it, but it was worth it. So
that toy was scalped super hard, the U.S. release, when it first came out. It was hard to get at a retail for a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now it's been released so many times. I think it's getting ready to be released again.
The V3.
Yeah.
Or probably.
The MP10 original run in 2012, there's been like the two on BBTS. Obviously, the Many Moon repaints for freaking, I think, 10. It's just.
I keep missing out on the KFC upgrade hands for mine. I've got the Takara one, and I want the KFC upgrade hands because I hate the hands on the official one because that little finger keeps popping off.
Typewriter fingers?
Yeah.
My finger's fine. The only problem I have with MP10 is the gun. I just hate how it's just so freaking floppy and springy, and it's just like, stay in one place.
Jack hates it when his gun is floppy.
I think the amount I paid for his big has made it so I can't enjoy him as much.
Yeah, but I'm a huge fan of
way too much.
I'm a huge fan of those KFC upgrade hands because I just like to have the dynamic. You know, you can have more dynamic poses with those.
Everything
hands,
can flip the bird.
Yeah,
the entire shelf can flip the bird.
Not just flipping the bird. I mean, you can have them like cool pointing stances. No.
Flipping the bird.
No.
You can have them doing the circle game. You know.
Yeah, we do look.
You know, it's funny enough. I had the KFC Stratotanker photos up for the longest time, and I think only one person noticed that one of the pictures he was doing doing the circle game.
Okay, I gotta find this.
Yeah. I mean, he's just...
I did not know.
Nonchalantly there. Somebody sent me a private message and said, damn it, Weird Wolf, you got me. But yeah, I've been waiting for those upgrade hands for mine, and I missed out on it. But hopefully one day I'll find the Takara set. But my next one is another Generation 1 toy and may surprise some people. It's Generation 1 Six Shot. Six Shot actually has, again, not one of the greatest toys of all time, but it was the first to really offer a huge challenge as a kid. I was one of those kids that whenever I opened it up, and many of us G1 fans may remember that the instruction booklet for Six Shot was actually sealed with a sticker. Whenever you opened up a brand new Six Shot, the instruction booklets were inside the plastic instruction, but they had a little black sticker on there. And the challenge was for you to try to figure out how to transform him into all six modes without cracking open the instructions. I couldn't do it. You know, I mean, I was a young kid, you know, I might have been 12, I guess. And it was a little bit hard for me. But once I opened up the instructions and figured it out, I really love that toy. I mean, yes, some of the modes are a stretch, but the spaceship mode.
I don't understand how you couldn't do it, because with Six Shot, you just put it into any form you want and say, boom, that's a mode.
Yeah.
Do it again, boom, that's a mode. You always win. It's yeah. Design your own toy.
Pretty much. But, you know, I mean, I really dig the spaceship / fighter jet mode. The winged wolf mode was another favorite. I liked the tank. It's just a really, really cool toy. And whenever I think back...
No shout out for the laser pistol mode?
Yeah, the submarine mode was really... Yeah, the laser pistol mode, I think was probably the least used mode that I ever used out of all those toys that I had as a kid, simply because I just wasn't into role play. It's like my G1 Shockwave that I had back as a kid very seldomly got put into gun mode, simply for the reason that I didn't like standing there with a big gun, you know. You know, I kind of like the idea that nowadays that they take some toys and include like a smaller version of it. You know, like the Masterpiece Shockwave comes with a very tiny version of him.
So he can play with himself.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, Duran, I did find that picture. You sneaky, sneaky SOB.
So, yeah, G1's Six Shot, simply because he was one of those toys that whenever I think back to some of the most fun toys that I've ever owned, he really is up there in the top of my list, because I remember the fun that I had that Christmas that I got him. I sat for several hours just trying to make him go into all six modes, and you know, I'd get almost there but not quite. You know, I'd forget to flip this up, or oh,
that was me with the Titans yeah. Return Six Shot.
So Rob, your next one.
All right, so Masterpiece is probably my favorite line as a toy line as a whole. I mean, I don't know, G1's up there, you know what I mean? But the collection as a whole, I really like the Masterpiece collection. Like, I'll keep rebuying the same character for minor upgrades. You know, like, I'll do it there. I won't do it anywhere else, but I'll do it there. So I had to have a Masterpiece toy on there. And so, you know, I thought about, oh, should I throw MP10 on there? You know, and I was like, no, because it's not what I want yet. And so I went with old Megatron MP36, and the reason why is they started a few toys before Megatron, but you know, looking like they popped off the screen, I am all about that. You know, an MP10 doesn't do that. So if they do the V3 Optimus, you know, maybe that'll become my new favorite Masterpiece toy. But until then, it's Megatron. He pops off the screen. So much better than MP05. The transformation is intricate, but I don't think it's hard. I think it's intuitive, and that's, to me, is the difference. Like, I think for the most part, you can figure out where things flow. There's a little bit with the shoulder. Sometimes it gets a little annoying. You know, and unfortunately, it's got a couple of paint flecks, but, you know, that happens, you know, if you want to transform a toy. But I just love the look of this guy, and knowing that they got a Megatron toy in this scale that looks this damn good, that does transform. Back's a little messy, but you know, again, I don't display from the back, but so yeah, it's just,
I like to see who does.
Yeah, but it's just, I don't know, it's just too kick ass. And the fact that I've also felt this was like a big, we're sorry about MP05 from Takara. You know, the rumors been out how that toy was developed in like 5 days or something, and it showed. But yeah, just to get this guy and him just to look so damn good, to be so on point, you know, this is everything the Masterpiece line should be. And it is. So, yeah.
I agree.
Oh, that thing's so cool. Mine's
still sitting on the shelf.
It's expensive, but, you know, I think it was one of those toys that, you know, it's Megatron. It's pretty much the best version of Megatron we'll probably get for a very, very long time, maybe ever. Yep. And I'm like, that character, I'm willing to pay the price that they were asking for. originally. Now, let's say if Masterpiece Inferno had been $220-something, however much it was, I would have been hell no. Absolutely not. You know, Beast Wars Megatron, now that it's been announced and we've seen it, that's a definite maybe for me for a high price tag. But G1 Megatron, maybe another MP10 version of MP10 Optimus Prime, I could go up there with in the price. But yeah, to me, that was like the biggest negative for that toy was the price.
I mean, I think at this point, like, they're getting to Soul of Chogokin level engineering and detail and paintwork, and, you know, Soul of Chogokin isn't cheap either. So, to me, I think the price is in line with the market for a collector's item. But, you know, I can understand why there's that sticker shock or whatever. But again, it's the Masterpiece Collection. It's the first thing that comes out of my monthly toy budget.
I think
my Masterpiece toys.
I think Michael Swift actually put it best in the public group, that, you know, all these people that are complaining about the prices of the increasing prices of Masterpieces, we've actually had it rather lucky as Transformer fans up until this point, because our highest end collectible versions of our characters have actually been reasonably affordable. You know, it only up until Sunstreaker and Megatron and those, has the price really started to rise on them. But the intricacies are a little bit more on those toys, the paint detail, the attention to detail, the more cartoon accuracy, you know, they are becoming even more of a premium toy than even before. And they demand a higher price because, you know, more parts, more parts count, you know, and of course with Sunstreaker, I'm sure the license fee had a lot to do with that too. Mm-hmm. Christian, your next one.
All right. Well, remember that time we were all just bashing on the last night?
Oh, I think I know where this is going.
My next favorite is this guy. Shadow Spark, Optimus Prime, the Leader Class. All right. So a lot of people like to hate on this mold. Sergio likes to tease me about it all the time that I like it so much, but I like
Why?
It. Why? I don't know. It looks cool. It's got dynamic options for posing. He's got this cool axe, which I gave him.
So what you're saying, it's kick-axe, huh?
Yeah. So right now I'm trying to mold complete this mold, which everyone thinks is crazy, and that's okay. But this version's got really good paint work, and the way that it's got a fade on the flames, and I probably can't convey it through this, but the nickel-copper kind of plating that they did is really great. But most important about this one is that my sister got him for me when she was in China last year.
Nice.
Aww.
Yeah, so she was traveling around, and I said, hey, if you happen to find a place where you can buy toys, would you have a lookout for this for me? And she found it for me, and she texted me right then, and then she got it back in her small, little, tiny, itty-bitty suitcase somehow inbox, and it was very cool of her to do that for me. So he's one of my favorites that way.
Nice. Jacko.
Me, Grimlock, don't want to be in this list. MP08 Grimlock. This one I was waiting for a long time. One of the selling points was that you can, possibly my favorite gimmick of a toy ever, was that you can dress them up like a waiter and serve them, like have them walk around with a little tray filled with glasses, and he's got a little bow tie and Dinobot mode. I'm like, this is my favorite thing ever.
So yeah. Dorky that it's awesome.
I know. That was pretty much the main selling point why I wanted this, plus obviously it's Grimlock. And another feature that I really liked in this is that they give you the option in both Dino and Robot modes is that you can flip the color of the eyes, which is really nice. You can have it either the red or the blue. Then he also came with this pretty bitchin' flame sword accessory. I'm like, yeah, that kind of sold it for me. So yeah, I mean, it's Grimlock, obviously. So that's pretty much the main reasons.
You know, I love the Masterpiece Grimlock mold. That is until I got Fans Toys Grinder. That thing, I didn't think that it would be better than Masterpiece Grimlock. I figured it'd be maybe as good and everything. But once I opened that thing up and transformed it, it is leaps and bounds better, in my opinion.
Do what I did.
Everything that was Grinder. Everything that was wrong with Grimlock, they fixed in Grinder, pretty much.
See, I bought Grinder for my Masterpiece shelf, and then I bought the King Grimlock version for my Masterpiece extra shelf. So that way I still have the mold, because it is a great mold. It's the way I still have that, but for my G1 Masterpiece shelf, I have Grinder, and that way I get both. And I really like the King Grimlock colors as well. And one thing that always stood out to me with that mold was, I think that was the first time we saw them, like, you know, take a tail and fold it up into a leg. You know, I thought that was really clever engineering. And since then, it's a staple of a Dinobot toy now. It doesn't matter if it's Grimlock or somebody else. Mm-hmm. That bit of engineering is so awesome and works so well. They do it all the time. Kind of like the first time you play with Masterpiece Inferno, and that the back ladder goes into his back.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those awesome moments. So that's why I always thought the Grimlock toy had one of those moments.
Mm-hmm. I mean, whenever I got Grinder, it was like, you know, the weight of the toy, the size of it. Now my actual official MP Grimlock is relegated to Dino mode in his, like, dull looking, you know, goofy looking pose in dinosaur mode with my movie, animated movie characters. And then Grinder is up there looking all badass with the rest of the Dinobots. You know, it's just like,
come at me, bro.
Yeah, come at me, bro. And
the face you made for that just made me, that was horrible. That was great.
Yeah, and that's essentially the way he is. I mean, he's literally sitting there and he's got his claw and he's kind of going, you know. But yeah, I stood him on the desk here side by side in robot mode, and I'm like, one looks like small and weak, and the other one looks, you know, big and beefy. It's just hands down better. You just have to experience it. But my next favorite is actually also a Masterpiece. Another surprise by a lot of people would be that my next favorite is MP39 Sunstreaker. It is a phenomenal toy. And actually prompted me to go ahead and sell my Bad Cube, Sun Surge. I had told myself, you know, I'd even stated here on the podcast, you know, I had no intention to sell my Sun Surge. I wanted to get Sunstreaker because he's another one of my favorite characters. He would probably be in my top 10 of characters throughout all of Transformers, even though in Generation 1 he only really had some characterization in just a handful of episodes. But then again, Weird Wolf didn't even speak in the G1 cartoon, so here in the U.S. So, but I just loved the way he looked, that, you know, that striking yellow, and he was a Lambo with a big old supercharged engine on the back. Who couldn't like that?
I feel that everything that Megatron did right, Sunstreaker continued that, and it just shows that when Takara sits down and wants to do some damn engineering, here's what they do, and they are just going to knock it out of the park. And
absolutely,
like the Masterpiece releases, in my opinion, just keep getting more and more amazing. And that's why this long drought of no new G1 mold is really killing me, because they are just,
are they just taking their time trying to make a really good version of a certain character, or are they done?
I think they're busy with MPMs at the moment. I don't think the line's dead or anything. I think they've been drawn off to brand unity and dealing with that. And then at some point they'll circle back to it. That's my guess. I mean, of course, none of us know unless you work there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the line's dead. I do think it's on. I think the big round of repaints we just got announced, I think, is filler.
It's like, hey, we're still here. Yeah.
Yep. Like, we're still coming out, but, you know, they need to repaint Megatron. They need to repaint Shockwave. You know, they need to get more money out of that, and they're doing it. It's fine. They need to repaint Sunstreaker. Those guys didn't have repaints.
Yeah.
It's fine.
And they can still do a red version of Sunstreaker. And,
yep.
You know.
I mean, they can still do, Shockwave and
Black Ironhide.
And, you know, and they can do Black Megatron.
And Deep Cover.
Yeah, like, so there's a lot of repaints to do. I think they're just biding time until they can get back to turning out some G1 molds. At least that's what I hope.
My biggest cover. My biggest complaint with Sunstreaker is the mirrors for the car mode. They tend to like to pop off coming whenever you're transforming it back to car mode. That's the only issue I really had with that toy. You do have to be careful with the chrome backpack though. I can see that as being a really scary part too, and everything. So Rob,
I wish they had given a gray version of the backpack and the spoiler stuff like they did for Inferno, where you get that super cartoon chest.
Yeah,
I wish it had had an alternate piece for that because I would have been all about that. But ultimately, that's minor.
You guys in for Corden?
No.
I totally am.
I gave up on the Diaclone colors a long time ago.
I like them, but I can't keep buying a bunch of repaints. It has to be a unique character that I know to really buy a repaint anymore just because of space issues.
Well, I love Clampdown, so I'm excited for him to get a partner.
Absolutely. So, Rob.
Thinking back to me again. All right.
And this should be the last ones, yeah.
My last figure is a third-party figure. Kind of left field. I wonder if any of you guys have even owned this, but Glacial Lord.
Oh,
nice.
I had it. I'm that dude on Facebook that's always, I had him.
I absolutely love the fuck out of this figure. I love everything Fan Projects did. It kills me in my soul that they didn't continue this line. It's, you know, it's everything you loved about G1.
They said it didn't sell that well, but I thought it was like...
That's because they screwed up the release. They tried to do artificial scarcity with the first two releases coming out at a convention.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't a Bakana kind of guy just showed up with a few of them. Not a guy, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, and I think it just kind of bit themselves in the butt. But everything about this is cool. The thing is, I've never talked to anybody that hates this toy.
I loved it.
It's like G1, but with more articulation, so many play patterns with, you know, they can be, you know, you can put the guy riding it. He can be the little headmaster, their individual modes. I even have this that I got from Sid, the sticker book. Yeah. And if you want, I bet Sid still has some, if anybody's interested. I haven't applied the stickers yet. That's for a rainy day project, but I'm going to apply the stickers, at some point, but I loved everything about this modern nostalgia throwback, and it's a completely unique character. You know, it's not just
And it fits on a G1 shelf and doesn't look out of place.
Totally. Yeah. It's totally great. So I would have loved to see what else they would have come up with, and I would have bought everything, whoever designed that, everything that guy turns out.
Yeah,
I would have bought.
The only reason I sold that is because...
you hate yourself.
Yeah, I do hate myself for it, but the girlfriend that I was living with at the time, whenever we separated, and I needed money to get an apartment, I sold that, you know, and I got about $200 out of him, you know, which at the time was good money.
And also have to note with that release, even the boxes are cool, and yeah. Like the instructions and the sticker sheets that came in it, and then they had the... I can't remember the individual's name, but this dude, you know, he came in the Korean packaging.
Yeah.
You know, they made up the story.
Yeah.
They had pictures to go with it. You know, it was everything about that was just so fun. So, yeah,
I still hope I can get a set of those. It's on my list.
Yep. Absolutely. Speaking of lists, Christian, next on yours.
All right. So, this is probably the weirdest one that's going to be on my list, and that's okay, but Bakon Alpha Trizer.
The Thundertron mold.
Yeah, except mine now has two correct legs because I bought it twice because I love this figure so much. I like the colors, first of all.
And it's a Target Master.
Well, I gave him Vector Oracle because Vector Oracle needed a home. So there you go. Let's see. What do I like about him? I like that he's an homage to an old Bakkan toy that never got made. I like that he's a popular character from my childhood that got upgraded because he was so awesome. And I like that he's in charge of everyone, but when the stakes come up, he gets in the battle too and fights everyone off. So I just kind of like the character, and I like having the toy of that character. I don't know, whenever I get upgrades or new swords or stuff, I'm always like, wow, can I continue to upgrade Alpha Trizer? I don't know. I just like him.
He's a pretty purple.
He is pretty purple.
He's pretty.
The pretty purple.
There you go. There's my weird inclusion for the list.
All right. Speaking of weird inclusions, Jack.
I had a feeling that was coming up. I'm trying to fix his head because his one little battle mask fell off. But I got this from Duran. I absolutely love the way this thing looked. Wasn't huge on getting the MP movie line, but after this, I'm like, I'm going to start trying to get him. This is Bumblebee. And like I said, his head is looking weird because his little battle mask fell off. But
I sold it to you and turned around and got it again because, damn, you know, that was only after Toys R Us announced that they were closing. I'm like, okay, he's going to be one of the last Toys R Us exclusives. So yeah, I picked him up again, and he's not a bad toy. He's not a bad toy.
He's like super posable. Absolutely love posability in figures like this. The dude could just transformation's fun.
Easily the best master, or easily the best movie Bumblebee we'll ever get.
Yeah.
Is he the right color? I've never been able to figure
out. To me, he is. I think he's pretty spot on.
He's not like the orangish yellow because it's like you look at the dark of the moon and he's kind of leaning a little more towards like a really, really bright orange. This is like yellow.
Yes.
To me, the Human Alliance is the right color. So
yeah, I just stuck with Human Alliance. Like, I had to make a decision if I wanted to buy Movie Masterpieces or not. And Masterpieces is my favorite line, as I've said, but I just drew the line at the movie stuff. I couldn't do it. And I was like, I got Revenge of the Fallen Prime. I have Human Alliance Bumblebee, which is a great toy as well. And I was like, that'll do, Pig. That'll do.
Yeah, the MP Optimus, the movie Optimus, looks okay.
Haven't even seen it in stores yet.
I heard that it doesn't peg together worth a shit, but I wouldn't know it.
That depends on how you transform it, because I think it was like Emgo. I remember watching his video. He had the windshields popping up, and now he tried all these mods to try to make it a little better, and it still wouldn't peg together. Then all of a sudden, you tried this technique with like something about the driver, like the doors, like in the windows, and you have to like hold it while pushing it down. I'm like, yeah, it actually looks good after you try this technique that might not even work. But I'm like, I'll just settle with the Asia Premium series as my movie masterpiece Optimus.
So are you saying you have APS-01U?
The Ultimate Edition?
Yeah.
You should see the box. Damn.
I still want one of those guys if that's what you have.
Oh my gosh, pull your pants up, dude. Shit, we don't want to see your ass.
Dear audio listeners only. Nude. Yeah. People that are audio listeners only, be grateful.
Yes.
Ooh, yep, that's the one.
Bottom.
I'm still trying to get one.
I know. Yeah.
I want that one, and I want the Dark Night Watch Jetwing one.
And you can have Jack for only $49.95.
I'd pay in a heartbeat, Jack.
My headset stopped working. Hang on.
In other words, he said yes, he'll take that.
All right, sounds good.
The $10 is in the mail.
Yeah.
Maybe you should just move on to yours.
Yeah, I guess we'll move on to mine. My last one is another one from out of left field. And it's not a masterpiece. It's not a G1.
Ooh.
It's from RID. It is RID Rail Racer. Bullet Train. It was the first true vehicle combiner that we got along with Build King, or Landfill, in the Robots in Disguise / Car Robots line. And it was kind of like Road Caesar in that it's only three bots that form one large bot. Essentially, Midnight Express, pretty much, or is it? No, it's just it's Rapid Run, the center bot, forms like a very small portion of the torso and then a backpack. And then the other two bots make up the chest and arms and the head and then the legs. He's weirdly proportioned, but looks so awesome. The trains were really cool. I'm sure a lot of female fans like them for whatever reason. I don't know why.
I wonder.
Especially Kitty Rose from TFW 2005. If any
Wait,
of
is
you
this
guys,
an actual thing.
Yes, it happened.
Oh, jeez.
It happened. Yeah, somebody actually got banned on.
I brought the quality of this show down.
No, years ago on TFW 2005, there was a TFW user named Kitty Rose, and somebody posted a thread, something along the lines of, "What's the weirdest thing you've ever done with your Transformers?" And Kitty Rose was a female fan.
Is it wrong to be dead naming Transformers? I just found it.
Yeah. Yeah, and
since we know where this story is going, do we really need to go into?
No,
it?
I'm just going.
No, we can leave it there.
Yeah, that's.
So yeah, Rail Racer was a very cool toy.
Yeah, real cool.
I wish
we'd
gotten those cool repaints that they wanted to do for BotCon or OTFCC or Universe or wherever those were going to come out.
Oh, is it the Raiden colors or something?
No, it was like Decepticon graffitied over colors.
Oh. I don't remember that yet. But wasn't it because the molds were gone or missing or something? That's why they couldn't do it?
I think that was part of it. I think part of it was that 3H was out the door, and part of it was that those molds don't really conform to a size class in America. They didn't then. A lot of different factors.
Yeah. I mean, the size class that they were sold in doesn't exist anymore, the mega size class. I don't know what they would be today. They're kind of deluxe, but at the same time, they're almost Voyager too.
They're in a weird. I mean, you'd have to give them a unique price point.
So you'd have to sell them as a gift set. You'd have to.
Yeah.
And they would be crazy expensive today because, if I'm not mistaken, they have like crazy parts count too. But yeah, I loved Rail Racer. It was like one of my favorites. I know whenever it came out back in the day, I was just totally enamored by that toy. It's like,
me too.
You know, I wanted the JRX version, but I found out that essentially the only difference, I guess, is like the clear windows. So yes. I really didn't really chase after it after I found that out. I figured maybe colors or something, but
I'm pretty sure that's the one I have, but I can't remember anymore.
But it's so long ago. It is a definitely a beautiful toy. RID Rail Racer. So any of you guys have any closing thoughts?
Not that I can think of.
I'm glad we shortened this to 5 from 7 because I'm already 7 minutes over my time I had for today. But yeah.
I'm not even sure if I could come up with 7.
Yeah. Well,
I think it's cool that we have such eclectic tastes that we all had different figures, except Rob and I both had.
Mm-hmm. That's because we were right.
Well, it's true. You know, we had representatives from G1 and RID and Masterpiece and Combiner Wars and just all over the place, and I really like that.
Absolutely.
It was cool.
Room for everybody.
We'd love to hear from you fans, the ones that are watching, the ones that are listening. We'd love to hear what your favorites are. You know, list your top five favorites. It doesn't have to be from any particular era. You know, even though Rob liked to dip outside of official realms, what's your top five official toys? We'd love to hear from you. You can follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. You can get a hold of me most easily on Twitter. And we'd love to hear from you on there, as well as on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/TFYLP. Always active in there. A lot of people post in there and you know, ask questions and stuff. Great place. And also, as always, if you love what we do on TFYLP, right up there at the top of the screen, You can see our Patreon at patreon.com/TFYLP. You can show us how much you love us by supporting us each and every month and help us to upgrade and keep the lights going. Well, I believe that'll do it for this episode of TFYLP. We will see you next time, and good night, everybody.
Night.
Nighty night.
This has been Transformers for your listening pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening, and we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.